Trump's the ace of spades in the election game. And with a full deck of Jews in his royal flush, he can play to win. It all started with Trump's father, whose apparent ties with New Jersey real estate mogul Murray Kushner got the business going. Donald's daughter is now married to Jared Kushner and turned Jewish to get him. With skyscrapers in his high-rising mind, young Donald set his sights on Manhattan, where Jewish sharks can send you packing. So he hired the well-connected and mobbed-up Roy Cohn, a notorious Jewish homosexual, as legal counsel. Smart move, Donald, for without a high-powered Jewish lawyer in Hymetown, you might as well fold up. It's the place where Jewish business and organized crime meet. And Cohn knew just how to shuffle the cards. Trump's all in now, since all those connections Cohn brought in keep the ante high. You don't become a Manhattan real estate mogul without seeding the kosher pot. Donald's hand now includes Alan Weisselberg as CFO and Michael Cohen as legal boss. No lightweights here when dealing with the sharks. Trump knows how Hymetown works.
I think Schumer, who I'm very close to Israel, but Schumer comes from New York, very close. I have a great relationship, far better than our president has, that I can tell you, but who doesn't? I think Schumer did it with a wink. Not a bad guy, smart guy. Used to be a friend of mine until I did this, and I said, look, all bets are off. Look, I got to do what I have to do. I'm sorry. But I'll be able to get along with these people. You know, you got to be able to get along. You got to make deals. We can't always sign executive orders. The country wasn't based on executive orders. I mean, you got to get deals. So I pretty much believe, I mean, I really know the New York scene. I think they gave Schumer a little wave off. They said, look, you go ahead, oppose it, and this way you're friendly, and he has a large Jewish constituency, to put it mildly, the largest.
To put it very mildly, if Trump becomes prez, there's going to be lots of Jewish IOUs called in. You got to make those deals. Take Carl Icahn, who bailed Trump out of his Taj Mahal bankruptcy.
Hi, Donald. Carl Icahn here.
Happy Passover, Carl. What can I do for you?
Since it's Passover, I'm releasing you from that added loan. And by the way, I'm in a deal that involves Israel and need your help.
Name it, Carl, and I'll get it done. And Bibi can surely help Trump make it happen.
What do you think of the president's attitude towards Israel? Is he a friend of Israel?
No, I think he's one of the worst things that's ever happened to Israel. You look at what's going on, and I know Bibi very well. In fact, he asked me if I do a commercial for him. I think I'm the only so-called celebrity that did a commercial for him. And, you know, and it was a nice commercial and everything else, and I hope he's going to do great, and I think he's going to do great. But when you think about it, and I have so many friends of mine, they contributed to the Obama campaign, I said that because they're so pro-Israel, I said, how can you contribute to the campaign? This guy is the worst thing that ever happened to Israel.
If Obama giving Israel $3 billion a year is the worst thing that ever happened to Israel, then imagine what Trump will do. Trump's ready to draw. But will the right cards ever come that will free us from Tel Aviv?